Are you trying to grow your audience, build your brand, and sell your products? What if you can achieve all this with just one skill? Yes, it's possible. You can achieve all this by telling effective stories. So, in today's episode, I am going to share with you 5 tips to tell effective stories. So, let's just begin the episode after this quick intro. Hello everyone, you are listening Rishabh Jain on the Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers. And my mission with this podcast is to give you the best strategies, tactics and knowledge about sales and marketing funnels so that you can build and grow your digital coaching and consulting business and live the life of freedom and abundance. And the episode begins now. So, in today's episode, I am going to talk about storytelling and 5 tips to tell effective stories about your brand. So, first of all, let's just understand that why stories are so important. So, just look around you and see that how you are connected with stories. Stories are the part of our life. We grow up by listening to stories. When we talk with someone, we used to share our stories, okay? We generally talk about something that happened to us. We generally talk about something which has happened to someone else. And we share it in the form of stories. So people communicate with each other through stories. And that is why stories are one of the most effective way of transferring your thoughts, your ideas into the mind of the people, into the mind of the person you are talking to. So it's very, very important that you should know that how to tell stories. And if you can just learn this thing, this art of storytelling, then you can actually be able to talk about your brand in a much more effective manner. You will be able to connect with your audience in a deeper level, and your audience will be able to relate with you and your brand because you are telling stories and you are communicating and addressing their problems, their issues with the help of stories. So stories is one of the most effective way to talk about your brand, to communicate, to connect with the people across the world. And it's one of the best skill that you can learn. So if you are a good storyteller, kudos. I'm sure you are already using it and doing great in your life. But if you are someone who don't know how to use stories and who is not a good storyteller, you should start developing this skill by learning how to tell stories and by practicing by telling stories. And this is what I'm trying and I'm doing these days. I was listening this book, Story Worthy, and in Audible, actually I was listening this book and I learned so many things from that book. So I cannot share everything. It's a very, very book, very, very huge. It's a huge book actually, with about more than 10 hours. If you will listen it in Audible, but I would say I am going to share few things that I have learned, and I also I was learning the about scripting, writing stories from NAS Academy, and I have learned some great way, and these are very simple things that you know, and that most of the people actually don't think that very small, and they don't actually consider. But if you just start executing these things in your stories, you will see the huge improvement, the way you are telling the stories. So let's just see that what are those five tips. So the number one tip is, you have to use the simple words. Okay, very important. Use simple words in whatever language you are telling the story. So it doesn't matter whatever maybe the language you are using, but if you are using English, use simple and plain English. Use very, very common words that everyone can understand. And if you can just use very simple words, and if you can just tell your stories in short sentences, you are going to kill it, and people will be able to understand your stories in a much easier way. And if they will be able to understand, they will be able to relate, they will be able to think about it. And this is one of the most important thing about telling stories. Your story should be in very simple language, and it should be in the form of short sentences. So this is the first tip about telling stories. Now let's just see the second tip. The second tip is, the second thing that you need to keep in mind is, use the power of imagination. So you have to tell the story in such a way that it should be, the people should be able to imagine your stories in their mind. It should be running in their minds. And how you can do it? So first thing, you have to execute the first point that I have talked about, using simple words and short sentences. And also, you have to be descriptive about your stories. So tell your stories in such a way that you are actually describing the things, so that people will be able to imagine. Okay, you have to talk about the place, like the place where the thing that you are talking about is happening. You have to talk about a few things that are actually available in that particular in place. The focus should be, and your focus should be to tell everything in such a way that people should be able to imagine that where you are right now and what you are trying to do, what you are doing. So if you can just create a scene in their mind by describing the things, then the people will be able to imagine, and if they will be able to imagine, your goal is achieved. Now they are into your story, they are with you in your story. And if they are with you in your story, when you will tell them the essence, when you will tell them the main message that you are trying to convey, they will be able to relate, they will be able to feel it. So this is one of the way that you have to use the power of imagination. Okay, now let's just talk about the third point. So the third point is, be clear about the beginning and the ending of your story. Very, very crucial thing to do, because if you are not clear about the beginning, where you are going to start your story, and the ending of the story, then you will not be able to convey the message, you will not be able to connect, and your story will not be that effective. The thing is, you have to very, very clear about it, and for that you should write the beginning and the ending of your story. Okay, at least you should have the clarity in your mind that from where, what is that incident, what is that thing, where you are going to start the story and where you are going to end it. And if the best way of ending it is by telling the essence of the story, the ultimate thing, the that you want to convey, what is your big idea, what is your big message that you are trying to convey with this story. So your ending should be telling that thing, okay, conveying that big idea. If you have the clarity about this thing, that where you are beginning, where you are ending, and if your ending is like telling them the exact big thing, which is the main purpose, the whole purpose of telling the story, you will hit the nail. Okay, the people will feel it, and people will actually appreciate your story. And if you are able to connect with them, with your story, with your big idea, then ultimately it will create an impression, and it will create the impact on the people, and they will take action because this big idea is now in their mind. And this is what actually moves them to take the action. So this is very crucial. Always keep in mind that you should know the beginning and the ending of your story. Now let's just see the fourth point. So the fourth point is, it should be structured. Know the structure of your story. Structure is very, very important, and you should know exactly that what is the structure. So structure means that what is the hook that you are going to use to grab the attention? Then what is the thing, the problem that you are going to talk about? What is the backstory that you are going to talk about? What is the brand that you are going to talk about? What is the product you are going to talk about? Who is that person you are going to talk about? Okay, so you should know that exactly what is the main problem, main thing that you are addressing, and with your story. So you should have the clarity about everything. Your hook, the problem, the main thing that you are talking about, then what is the solution, or what is the main message that you want to convey. Okay, so the whole idea here is that you should create a structure of your story, that what are those incidents which are going to take place step by step, and how they are going to move people from one part to the other part. And you should know that what is going to happen next. And when you have this clarity that what's coming next, and what the next thing that you are going to tell to your audience, which is very well connected with everything that you have already told, this is how you will be able to connect, and you will be able to narrate an effective story which actually help you to connect within the people. The ultimate thing is connection. You have to build a connection. You have to tell it in such a way that the people should feel something. They should move. They should be able to relate. And this is what happens when you follow these things. And the fifth thing is, make it relatable to the audience. Okay, you have to make it relatable. And the best way to make it relatable is by using analogies. So if you are telling something in your story which is a little bit complex, or which is people generally don't understand, you have to give an example, or you have to relate it with something which is very common, which they are able to understand, which they are already aware about. So for that, you should have the clarity about your audience, who is your audience. And if you know that who is your audience, you will be able to give them a particular, you will be able to use an analogy which is very, very relatable to your audience. Okay. And if you are able to use the example which is actually the thing which they are using frequently in their life, they will easily connect, they will easily understand that your thing, and because of that, it actually make your story relatable. They will be able to relate because now they know, okay, this is the complex thing, but yes, I know this simple thing which I am actually, which is a part of my life. I know I am aware about this particular thing, and now I can relate. Okay, this thing is actually very, very similar to the thing that I know, and because of that, it makes everything so simple for them that they will start relating, and when they start relating, your purpose is done, because the ultimate goal of the story is to make it relatable. And if people relate, if people can resonate, they will move, they will take action, they will talk about your story, they will share it with their friends, and it will stay with them in their heart, in their mind for a very long period of time. So these are the five tips about telling stories to grow your brand. And I hope that you liked the tips that I have shared, and these are the very, very effective tips because I have learned these tips as I have told you the sources that I have learned. I recently I have enrolled in a program by NASS Academy, and also I was listening this audiobook Storyworthy, and these two things is all about stories. And then I realized, okay, storytelling is something which is very powerful, and if I can just share it with my audience, a few tips which can make their stories effective, then it's going to be very, very helpful for everyone. So let's just sum up that what are those five tips. So the first thing is use simple words in whatever language you are telling your stories. And if you are using English, use simple and plain English words to describe the things, and use short sentences instead of paragraphs and long sentences. Second is use the power of imagination. So describe things in such a way that people able to imagine, and this your story should be running in their mind. Third thing is be clear about the beginning and the ending of your story. So you should write down the beginning and the ending. Your story should not be starting from some random place and ending at something which is random. You should have the clarity, and your ending should be conveying the big idea. What's the big message that you are trying to convey? The fourth point is know the structure of your story. And the fifth point is make it relatable. And you can make it relatable by using analogies. So basically, you will use something which your audience already knows about, and you relate your thing with that particular thing. So these are the five tips that can help you to tell effective stories. And if you will start using more stories in your communication, whenever you're creating videos, recording podcasts, writing blogs, and writing emails, in your sales copies, everywhere you can use stories, and you can make your communication more effective, and you can connect with your audience on a deeper level by doing this one thing. So I hope that you find today's episode useful, and if you think that this episode is helpful, just let me know in the comment all the learnings and the big takeaway. And also don't forget to subscribe my podcast in whatever platform you are listening. It could be Spotify, you may be listening in Amazon Music, or maybe any other platform. Just subscribe the podcast, and please rate my podcast and give it the 5-star rating. So that's all for this episode. See you in the next episode with some more learnings, and we'll share something, some great learning, because the next episode is going to be my 100th episode. So I will try to come up with some great content that can help you even more. So that's all for this episode, guys. See you in the next episode. Till then, stay awesome, stay blessed. Thank you very much.